When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Miranda's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Can't believe I'm actually reaching out to you guys. You both have literally been a part of my life forever, LOL.
Okay.
Anyway, I thought I'd toss my little situation out to y'all, see what you and your listeners think. My son has been dating a really nice girl at college for 6 months. He was home this weekend, and we told him that he's welcome to invite her over for a couple of days. She lives out of state this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that her family's doing a road trip to North Carolina, and if we wanted to, we could join them.
Oh.
Now, I'll admit, I'm a tad on the uptight side, but isn't it a little too soon for our families to vacation together? Have you done this? We're basically talking about vacationing with strangers. Would you? Thanks.
I mean, the worst that could happen is it's awkward.
Right.
And you don't necessarily have to stay with them, do you? You could get your own place, in the same area that they're going, I guess.
Sure, but I guess if you're vacationing with someone, then you're going to be spending lots of time together.
Yeah.
Even if you're not sleeping in the same place.
Yeah. If they feel like they're in a good spot, like Miranda's son and his new girlfriend, then, I don't know, YOLO. Why not?
Okay. Well, I get her hesitation, because shouldn't they at least, like, meet once?
First
time they're meeting is on this trip?
Well, maybe maybe Miranda says, let's jump on a Zoom or something just to make sure that it's okay, because I would feel weird only having heard, hey, you're invited to come if you want, only from like one person and not maybe the matriarch of the family who's hosting the vacation. You know what I mean?
So meet the parents on FaceTime or something.
Yeah. Maybe it's, you know, wanting to talk to the parents. And, you know, you can just talk to them, get to know them a little bit and say, you know, hey, I guess your daughter and my son are having a good...
That's weird.
Having a good time and everything. And
I almost think it's more appropriate for, like, him to just go with the family. I mean, that's happened before. And then, you know, over time, if they continue meeting, then maybe the parents meet each other. But mm-hmm. I feel like the parents meeting each other is if there's going to be like a future, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think personally I would probably say, you know what, we're good. We don't have to come on the vacation. It was very sweet of you to ask. That's
yes.
great. You know, you
yes.
guys, you guys go have fun or whatever,
right.
you know.
Right.
But yeah.
I don't know if the whole families need to be vacationing together 6 months in.
I mean, but maybe this is an opportunity to get to know the family before the vacation, and maybe you'll change your mind by then.
Well,
you know, this
okay,
is an opportunity to like do some little like sorts of things with the mom and dad or whoever.
They're
it is.
In college. They've been dating 6 months. If they had been dating for a couple of years and it seems like it's more on solid ground and they're headed towards a future, I feel like it's not as weird for the families to be vacationing together. But we're 6 months in. We've never met the family. I don't know if we need to do a family vacation.
When you know, Kelly.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, what's your experience? Have you experienced this? Have you done this? Something like this? Like gone, you know, all the families converge on just someone that you're dating for a short period of time to like go on a little trip together? We'd love to hear your experience with this. 502-795-1997 is our number. It's Miranda's son been dating a girl in college for 6 months. Her parents just invited them to go on vacation with them to North Carolina. She's a little weirded out that they'd be vacationing with strangers, basically. So
yeah,
kind of
like,
wondering,
go?
Yeah, has anyone done anything like this? What was your experience? All that. I'll tell you right now on Facebook, if you want to chime in on Facebook, you can. We posted it there at Ben and Kelly Show. It's kind of mixed.
Yeah, there's a lot of people saying, you know, definitely reach out to the girl's parents. Make sure that you have really been invited, first of all. If so, why not? Just because you're on a trip together doesn't mean you have to do everything together on the trip.
I like, Tanya said, if your vacation time lines up with theirs, just go to the same spot, get your own hotel or whatever, and then you can just meet up for dinner once or twice, and the kids can take turns hanging out with both families at different times. So I mean, that's a good alternative if that's what you wanted to do.
Natasha is tossing out this. Maybe he wants to pop the question and wants both families there. Oh, I feel like he would discuss that, though.
Maybe.
First with his parents.
Maybe.
I would hope he did.
We did get a text from Karen that said, my husband and I have been married for 10 years. We just vacationed with his side of the family and mine. I will never, ever do that again.
And they're 10 years into the marriage.
Both families together. Never, ever do that again. But, I think in the honeymoon phase, which what they are, I think everyone would be on their best behavior, right?
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. Or, her parents are going to be on extra alert, putting him to the test because, dating their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. I don't know. This just seems like it might be a little soon in the game for me. It'd be like, hey, if you want to go, that's great. Or, maybe, again, FaceTime with the family. I like the idea of just double check that you were actually invited. And
right.
It's not just the daughter being presumptuous and say, yeah, you're
yeah, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Marianne said, hey, life's short. Take the vacation. Just be sure to take separate cars and have a backup plan if things get awkward.
Okay.
I mean, so there's that. So really there's some good arguments on both sides. I'm kind of in your camp, Kelly, where I probably would say, hey, thanks for the invite. Appreciate it. No thanks.
You go have fun.
You go have fun. We'll meet up with your parents at another time,
Right.
And do it outside of the context of this is a family vacation that I'm kind of crashing, Because I don't know. And Miranda didn't say whether or not this is like a family vacation that they do every year to North Carolina, or
right.
Is it just a spot that they arbitrarily picked and said, hey, let's go to North Carolina this year, and then why don't you invite them, this thing like that. So you're all kind of experiencing it for the first time together.
Yeah, Mike on Facebook said, I personally wouldn't do it. Of course, I'm that person that feels I don't need to talk much to the other family. That's between the kids.
and then finally, Justin's like, my parents and my wife's parents are awkward together. There's not enough bourbon at Maker's Mark to take that vacation. All right. I get it.
Yeah. I don't know if Miranda needs to be going on the vacation. Let the son go, have a good time. And if it gets to the point where down the road, they're going to have their planning a future together, then we can meet the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we need to go on vacation together for the first time we meet. Let's have dinner first.
Yeah. It sounds like she's already kind of leaning towards that, because why else would she have reached out to us?
Right.
But there you go. Miranda, that's what we think. But hey, keep us posted. If you do decide to go, definitely let us know.
Oh, yeah. We definitely want to know how that goes.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks. That's group therapy.